Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Earth Day is on Monday. Feel free to explain the continued significance of Earth Day every year locally here in Western New York.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was at the first one, which was back in, I think it was 1970 that I was there. And I remember the person that was pulling out of the lake a bottle of water and saying how poorly Lake Erie was doing with the pollution. And that was the first one. So that was, you know, over 50 years ago. And I hope we've made some progress. I think we have. I think Lake Erie looks a lot better. I know there are certain things that are entering the system, like plastics and all that, that they're worried about now. But I think, you know, Lake Erie is doing better. And certainly the Buffalo River, which is where all those different cool restaurants are popping up along there, is also in better shape. So, but you can't focus enough about our planet. You know, this is where we're stuck. I mean, you know, there's probably a possibility of going to Mars someday and doing that, but I can't see that within any lifetime, at least not mine.
What are some of the fruits of labor, I guess I'll call it, over the years, some of the prominent wins when it comes to making the region more eco-friendly?
Well, I'd like to point out to our retreat project, we started just actually because of a tragedy, if you will. I mean, back in 06, October 12th, the day started out fine. By the end of the day, we had lost 67,000 trees just in the public area. I'm sorry, 57,000 trees just in the public area of Western New York. And that just happened overnight. So it was a big calamity, and we had to do something about it. So me and a bunch of others got together and we decided we'd do a volunteer tree planting. And as of now, we've planted 30,694 trees and with just our volunteers. And that equates to a lot of great things for the environment that a lot of people don't even realize. But, you know, we planted them and we're going to have 101 more going in this weekend. It's going to be on the 27th. Our volunteers are all over the place this weekend doing retreeing.
What are the big eco challenges that this region currently faces right now?
Well, I think you look at things such as the cleanup of areas that have waste. A lot of areas have some incredible nuclear waste problems, and that's that keeps showing its face. You know, what do you do with a product like uranium, but actually an element, it's called uranium, and it has a half-life of hundreds of years. What do you do with it and keep it from contaminating areas of our Earth? So I think, you know, when you look at environmental problems, there's a hot one right there. And the other one is just it continues to be a problem, which is air pollution. I know there's a move now towards electric cars, and I hope that's a partial answer to it. Perhaps, you know, it's ahead of its time a little bit, but a lot of people are buying them, and hopefully the air will become more clean because of that. And, you know, some cities are really choking to death, literally, because of pollution, especially over in China and some of the other areas. So that can't help us either, just the fact that It's all one earth, and it's all one volume of air that's going through our countries. So it's not going to differentiate, and it's not going to stop at a border. It's just going to keep going. So I think that's another one that's a real questionable situation. And then, of course, the climate change is a big thing. It can't be just a coincidence that we have as many storms as we have that are cataclysmic, really. There's storms that are happening throughout the Northeast that have never happened before. I think we saw it first with the October 12th of 2006 storm that was supposedly only once in 100 years. And yet a lot of other cities have gotten early snowstorms and late snowstorms, spring snowstorms, hurricanes, of course, tornadoes, and things that haven't happened that frequently in the past. So something is going on out there, and we've got to be aware of that, I believe.
And what more can be done by the public to make Western New York a more eco-friendly place for years to come?
Obviously, I'm biased, but I like to see people plant trees. I think, you know, it's proven that trees take in carbon dioxide and clean the air and give out oxygen. So I think that's a simple thing to be able to do, and it's really not a very difficult process. It's really easy to plant a tree. We do training for that. We just did training this past weekend on the 20th, and we train every fall and spring for people to learn about planting trees, not only for us, but also for their own backyards, and it's always free. If people want to come out and see how it's done, they can come out this weekend, April 27th. We're going to be out from 9 a.m. until noon or even later. And we're going to be in quite a few different areas. So if they want to just come out and see how it's done or even pick up a shovel and help us, they're welcome to do that. They just get on re-treewny.org and take a look at where we're going to be. And we'd love to welcome them out and help us with that.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.